The moon in astrology is our source of emotional intelligence. It is the seat of our intuitive wisdom that connects us to the ocean of memories, emotion, needs, and the collective unconscious. The moon in astrology symbolises the roots from which we birth fruitions. The moon affects the tides and the water in our body. It connects us to our ancient survivalist brain, which is crucial for those times of crises and emergencies when we need to produce the right chemicals and hormones to protect ourselves from danger. The lunar part of us senses that danger, it smells fear, and it instinctively knows the truth. The moon is all about how we make decisions based on our feelings. While the sun looks ahead, the moon looks back into the past. Whilst the sun represents how we branch out and receive the fruits of fulfillment, the moon is what links us to the depths of our roots, to the earth and the vast ocean of oneness with the universe. The moon binds us to those comfort zones, to those emotional patterns and reactions that have been passed on to us ancestrally or learnt from an early age. We can release these by becoming conscious of them. Our lunar self can be irrational, regressive, and unconscious. It can hold us back from going forward in life, from reaching our potential and realising our destiny. The moon can keep us back in the past. Though once we dealt with the past, we can move forward. And the relationship between your astrological sun sign and your moon sign shows how you integrate opposites in order to be centred. Your sun sign shows your potential and your aspirations. Your moon sign shows all about how you nurture yourself, what it is you need to feel emotionally balanced. So it shows how you receive nourishment in life and how you give nourishment to other people. And it's how you are on an everyday level. It's your knee-jerk reactions, your habits, your health, your home, what you need on a domestic level, what you're comfortable with, who you're compatible with, and what feels natural, safe, and secure. So knowing someone's moon sign, whether it's your partner, your co-worker, your friend, or your relative, can help you to understand them emotionally. And this means that you can get on with them better. You can bring the best out in them. You can respond to their needs. And when you've got that natural empathy with others through understanding their moon sign, you can really be in sync with them. Traditionally in the West, and in some cultures still, women were brought up to be their moon signs and men their sun signs. Some astrologers still look at the moon for the woman and sun for the man. They see the moon as representing a woman and the sun a man. The man will seek out a partner to live out his emotional feminine nature, in other words, the moon. So an example of this is, say a man has his sun sign in Aquarius and moon sign in Virgo. He may well be drawn to Virgoan women, or at least women who have Virgo emphasised in their chart, and he projects that moon sign onto her and she lives out his emotional nature. We've moved on from such a time when men were completely out of touch with their emotions and their feminine side needed to be projected onto a woman. But the important thing is to integrate our male and female sides, whatever our sex, the anima, which is female, and animus, which is male. The sun is masculine and the moon is feminine. The moon shows what a man looks for in a woman. Your moon sign also shows how you view your mother, what it is that you inherited from her emotionally. So let's go through each moon sign. Moon in Aries reacts impatiently, can be emotionally demanding. Moon in Aries nurtures others through motivating them. Moon in Aries is nourished by challenge and competition and action in order to feel good. Has to be doing things, has to be active physically. The image of an Aries moon, either as a mother or a woman, is a bold, warrior, independent type of woman who goes for what she wants with absolute confidence. Taurus moon needs things to be secure, stable, predictable, and sensually appealing. Taurus moon reacts slowly but surely to new experiences. You can't push a moon in Taurus. They have to move in their own time. The image for this woman is of a gentle, patient, practical lady who's very connected to nature. Gemini moon. Gemini moon needs a lot of intellectual stimulation, a lot of freedom, lots of diversity, lots of networking. This is the butterfly of the zodiac. It's the Peter Pan moon. Who needs to stay curious, light and young, but can spread herself too thin. The image for this woman is someone who's witty and charming. It's the archetypical social butterfly. So moon in Cancer, moon is totally at home in the sign of Cancer. In fact, the moon belongs in the sign Cancer. And the moon in this sign needs a very cozy nest to be surrounded by their clan and those that they love. Cancer moon needs to be needed, needs to have security, needs to have the ideal home for them. The past can be a draw though and can really hinder them from moving forward. They're very, very reflective and very nostalgic and very kind. Cancer is the archetypical traditional mother, the homemaker, the protective, family devoted woman. Leo moon reacts dramatically and warm. Leo moon needs an audience to express creative energy in order to feel secure. But pride can really block that sense of emotional receptivity and flow. The image of this woman is of a hearty, passionate, warm, creative, proud lady. Virgo moon needs lots of mental, emotional and physical order in order to feel safe and secure. She reacts analytically to life and needs to pick out and dissect emotions. The mind can control the emotions with moon in Virgo, and this can block feelings. The image of this woman is critical, practical, eco-woman, health-orientated and holistic. Libra moon needs balance, needs to harmonise opposites in order to feel emotionally settled. She gains security through one-to-one relationships. She reacts with fairness. She needs peace and harmony at all costs. And this can sometimes block going deeper with feelings. The image for this woman is a beautiful goddess type of woman, fair and artistic. Scorpio moon. Scorpio moon needs to penetrate the truth and pierce through the superficial. They react intensely and passionately, and they feel secure when they're feeling deep emotions. That's what makes them feel alive. And of course, when they're able to express them. But imagining the worst case scenario, looking on the dark side, can cause fearful reactions and responses for moon in Scorpio. The image for this woman is intense, emotionally powerful and possessive. Moon in Sagittarius needs a lot of emotional, physical, mental space to feel good. This is the born traveller who's at home anywhere. And moon in Sagittarius reacts enthusiastically. And their sense of emotional security comes from moving on in life and creating their goals and achieving them and travelling. They are sensitive to criticism, however. So this woman or mother is very supportive of their child's need for adventure and education. Moon in Capricorn. Moon in Capricorn needs control and definition in order to feel safe and secure. They react responsibly and authoritarianly. As a mother and a woman, they're responsible, reliable and conventional. They like rules. They like order. They give their children structure. Moon in Aquarius needs social interaction. It's all about friends. It's all about connections in order for them to feel emotionally good. They react in an unpredictable way. And how they nurture themselves is all about allowing other people to be, allow other people to be who they are in an unconditional way. However, emotional aloofness and their unpredictable streak can cause that sense of loneliness with them, and it can alienate others. As a mother and a woman, they're quirky and they make great friends for their children, and they encourage their child's independence. Pisces moon. Pisces needs to feel oneness with everyone in order to feel emotionally centered. They can react empathically to others and feel nurtured when helping them. The problem area with moon in Pisces can be taking on too much of other people's stuff and playing a victim and martyr role. And as a woman and mother, Pisces moon is devoted, artistic and attached. She encourages her children's dreams. Now let's get on to the aspects that are made from someone else's planet, sun or moon, to your moon. And these aspects can either be harmonious or challenging. And do remember that challenging aspects to the moon are not doomed. They don't make a relationship bad. We learn and grow from these kind of interactions. And some people actually thrive on challenges and differences, whilst others are happier with more of a like attracting like kind of connection with other people. So if someone's moon sign, and that's friend, partner, co-worker, relative, etc., is the same as yours and forming what is known as a conjunction, which is an aspect from 0 to 8 degrees away from your moon, you have what's known as a shared experience. And there's empathy there, there's reflection, your moods ebb and flow together, and you may even find that you've got a psychic telepathic bond between you. You're in tune. And the unconscious element of your moon, when it emerges, it can exaggerate the more negative elements of your moon sign as well as the more positive. With a square aspect, that's a 90 degree square aspect from a planet to your moon, there's an adjustment that needs to be made. There's a block and there's a significant difference in the way in which you respond and react. So a bit more effort and time is required in terms of really understanding where the other person is coming from, you know, stepping into their shoes and being able to view things from their perspective. When your chart aspects someone moon in a harmonious way, it's great for just feeling really comfortable and secure and for smoothing out any issues. And you know, these are people who you can spend lots of time with without feeling any tension or conflict. You get on with them easily, and it's a nice aspect to have. When someone's planet makes an opposition to your moon, let's think about opposites attracting, that magnetic pull, that law of polarity, which gives you both insight into the other way of looking at things. And there's that potential then of harmonising the opposites within and between you. And through doing this, you can develop a greater understanding of that which is seemingly worlds apart, that other dimension happens to be much more similar viewpoint than you could ever have realized.